The drug used to reverse the effects of opiate overdose will soon be available over the counter. It comes as anecdotal evidence points to a rise in the use of heroin and subsequent overdoses. When the change comes into effect, Australia will become just the second country in the world to make the drug available without a prescription. Penny Timms reports.
Naloxone is a medication widely used to treat people having an opioid drug overdose.
So I would use it in my emergency department when someone is brought in with a suspected overdose of something like heroin or morphine.
Stephen Parnas is a doctor who works in emergency medicine. Naloxone is a drug he only administers when a patient is at risk of dying at any moment.
They have stopped breathing, they are blue. It's often quite satisfying to know that very soon after giving that drug into their muscle or into a vein, that they start breathing again and recover fairly quickly.
For years, reform campaigners have argued that the drug's life-saving effectiveness means that naloxone should be an over-the-counter drug. Giving heroin users easier access will, they say, preserve more lives. It's an argument that the regulator, Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration, now accepts. From next year, naloxone will be almost as easy to get as high-strength cold and flu tablets. The timing of the change may be no coincidence, given repeat warnings that heroin use is rising once more. Professor Peter Dietz from the Burnet Institute for Medical Research and Public Health Action.
And I guess it's recognition that people are continuing to die. The numbers are actually increasing a little at the moment. It has sort of brought it back onto the agenda, and finally, thankfully, we're actually moving towards making it more available.
Australians are generally recognised as heavy consumers of illicit drugs. It's a view supported by the data in the most recent United Nations World Drug Report in 2014. Heroin seizures by police are up substantially. So too are deaths blamed on the drug, according to the TGA. More than 600 people died in 2010 from heroin and other similar drugs. That makes the TGA's amendment of naloxone timely. Professor Dietz again.
It is important to note that it is a change in schedule rather than a reschedule. So it means that naloxone will still be scheduled on Schedule 4, which means you can still obtain it through prescription, but it will also be available on Schedule 3, which means it can be obtained over the counter through a pharmacy.
And that's really important when it comes to cost. Those with a prescription could expect to pay as little as $6 for a single-use injectable, but for those who need it without a script, pharmacies could charge what they want. Naloxone is described as being life-saving medication with minimal side effects. In fact, all it does is reverse an overdose. It has no effect on somebody who doesn't have opioids in their system, and it's not addictive.
There has been moves to make it more widely available, but I guess the thing that drove the initial concern was the opioid overdose epidemic of the mid to late 1990s.
Australia is expected to become just the second nation in the world to introduce access to naloxone through a pharmacist. Dr. Parnas again.
As Ken Lay and other senior police have said over the years, you can't arrest your way out of these circumstances. Certainly harm minimisation has to be a key aspect of the way we handle these things, and certainly education, because knowledge is power. We really do want to try and reduce the harm that occurs when people take illicit substances.
Professor Dietz wants authorities to go one step further.
One of the things that we really need to do is make sure that it's available to people who might be at risk of overdose, who mightn't come into contact with pharmacists and mightn't have the money to pay. So we really need to be providing it through other services like primary health centres and maybe needle and syringe programs that really do have the capacity to actually provide it and they have the expertise.
The amendment comes into effect in February.
Penny Timms reporting.